An audit found the California Employment Development Department has likely paid $10.4 billion in fraudulent benefits from March to December, a number that is likely to grow in the coming months. From the newsroom, I'm Trey Westerberg with Northern California News and Peter Colleen at the local desk. California State Auditor Elaine Howell said the agency was slow to react to warnings of an increase in fraudulent claims, saying this inaction cost the state billions as criminals exposed weaknesses in the system. Covered California says it will give people more time to purchase health insurance this year. Open enrollment for the state's health insurance marketplace ends on Sunday, but on Thursday, the agency that runs the marketplace said it would launch a special enrollment period on Monday that will run through May 15th. California lawmakers gave final approval to the appointment of the state's first black top election official. Assemblywoman Shirley Weber, quote, is the right person for the job, according to Senate President Pro Tem Tony Atkins, who supported the nomination of her fellow San Diego Democrat to the post. Up next, Peter Colleen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. Latest update from PG&E coming last night. About 6,100 customers were impacted in Humboldt County. Crews able to restore power to some customers safely in Eureka, Willow Creek, Trinidad, Neyland, and all of Maple Creek. The goal to restore more customers overnight in areas like Wichpec, Trinidad, West Haven, Oreck, and Fieldbrook. An agreement reached to extend the eviction moratorium on renters through June 30th. If it hadn't passed, the eviction moratorium would have expired January 31st. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.